Tuesday night was a senior night special for the Scott City boys as they hosted the number two ranked team in Class 3A, the Goodland Cowboys, in a game that would go down to the wire. With six ties, nine lead changes, and Scott City would pick up their second ranked win in the month of February against a 3A number two ranked team, the Goodland Cowboys, in a nail biter 57-53. And it was nip and tuck pretty much throughout the ball game. Even though Scott City's biggest lead was at 8, Goodland could not lead by more than 1 point the entire night. And that was a credit to Scott City's defense and resilience tonight in the ball game. The Beavers won it at the foul line tonight. They haven't gotten there much at times throughout the year, but they were big there, 17-22. Goodland tonight at the line, they were 7-14. That was a plus 10 there at the foul line. The big difference from the second game, from the first game from Scott City and Goodland, the Beavers were good on the boards. They only had 11 rebounds on the defensive end in the first meeting. They would have double that tonight against a very good Goodland team. Jackson Rumford had a big fourth quarter. He had 10 of his 25 points in the fourth quarter. He had the game high for Scott City, 25 for him. Eloy Ruelas and Avery Noel on senior night each had 11. As Goodland had Brady Brumbaugh, 17 points, and it looked like he was going to take over the game for a while. In that fourth quarter, he had a 7 in a row. He would be held to 17 points after he had 25 in the first meeting, and that was a season high at the time. As Goodland's 9-game win streak comes to an end, but that is a very potent team in Class 3A. Goodland, they finished 17-3 overall in the regular season and 4-2 in conference play. Scott City looks like they're going to be probably with the Rosehill win on Tuesday night and the Clay Center loss. Even with the Clay Center loss on Thursday to Abilene and all the tiebreaker scenarios, looks like they're pretty much cemented in the number 12 spot. It would be the number 11 or number 12 spot for Scott City. And destinations look to be either possibly Mulvane, possibly Abilene. We'll see how the next 48 hours go.